Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
April the 2nd, people are talking in Muncie, Delaware County about the crash. No names released yet. Big rains and severe weather risk today. Forum preps and no winner last night. Wait till you get a load of the next big number for Powerball. Good morning and welcome in. I'm Steve Lindell, starting your day here with Talk Radio. We have several formats in the Woof Boom Radio group. This is the one that's talking about news and local information and national information, too, as it relates to you and our lives around here. Thanks for listening local and elsewhere. Weather checks are always important, especially when we're asked to be on our weather toes like we are today and especially this afternoon. This is WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Be plenty of puddles out there this morning with the rain that we've already had totaling over an inch. There's more on the way today, especially in the afternoon, where, depending on where you're at, there's either a level 2 or 3 risk out of 5 for severe weather. That'll be in the afternoon. Scattered showers and maybe some thunder around in the morning. Maybe a break in the middle of the day. Afternoon storms with the risk of severe weather. High of 68. That should all end around sunset tonight. Then much colder, low 36. Rain and or snow showers for the next couple of dreary days, and it'll stay breezy. 43 for the high on Wednesday, 44 on Thursday. It should dry out Friday. It still looks like a nice weekend, but temperatures are still going to be below average.
All right, Paul just sent an email to back up that audio right there. This is brand new information. The thunderstorms he referenced moving through East Central Indiana this afternoon and maybe evening are most likely to include large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and heavy rain and resultant flooding. Those are the words of the National Weather Service Office, Indianapolis, confirming what Paul Poteet is forecasting right there. Next item here is what happened yesterday. 3 people hurt after a crash involving a small plane Monday morning. Donnie Burgess has this.
Delaware County Airport Director Tim Beatty.
A Piper Cherokee aircraft that was en route to Muncie from the Bloomington Airport crashed just west of the airport, about approximately a half mile.
The pilot and 2 people walking on a nature trail nearby were hurt, some of whom will be transferred to Indianapolis. It's unclear what caused the crash. That's where the FAA and National Transportation Safety Board have stepped in. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
This morning at 8:30 a.m., we will air the entire press conference that I attended and covered yesterday afternoon with Airport Manager Tim Beatty and others that were speaking there. No names have been released to our knowledge as of this morning. Those 3 injured. Yesterday during the press conference, it was confirmed that 2 of the 3, at least, were transferred to an Indianapolis hospital with more serious injuries. And the Star Press had a nugget this morning that I just found out, was not aware. Doug Walker, I think, had this. A dog was injured, too. This dog was being walked from ARF, which is right next door to where this small plane crashed yesterday morning. The dog suffered some burns, but I guess is going to be okay. Was treated at a nearby animal hospital. It might be the animal hospital right there, quite possibly. Not sure, they didn't specify, but hopefully everybody, including the dog, works out to be okay. We do not know any conditions. I saw the remnants of the plane that had crashed. It was right next to the Cardinal Greenway. Police tape waiting for the investigation from the NTSB and the FAA and all the protocols that are followed there. Honestly, I was shocked that anybody could have even been brought out of that plane as I saw it in its pile that it was sitting in right there. It has to be investigated before they can clear it away. They were hopeful that the investigators would be on scene by later in the afternoon yesterday, and I'm not sure if the plane is still there. If it is, of course, if the Cardinal Greenway in that section is even open, might not be, please do observe the investigation scene as it needs to be kept the way it is for law enforcement and all the others involved. Next item, still missing in Muncie. We've received no word of a cancellation of that silver alert for 15-year-old Ella Saylor, missing from Muncie, Indiana since 11 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Any information, please call the Muncie Police Department, 765-747-4838, or dial 911. Let's get on to our local news summary up now. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana. And again, a bottom of our reminder, that entire press conference from yesterday's plane crash information that was released at the Muncie Airport, we will have that at 8:30 this morning. Now the news summary on WMUN. Eclipse coverage continues this week. We've booked Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan for tomorrow morning on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show. We'll be live on location 8:05 in the morning at the Muncie on the Move breakfast. Hear that live or on WMUNMuncie.com.
The money raised at this Saturday's Walk a Mile in My Shoes event in Anderson will help support one of the Christian Center's life-changing ministries, the Elio Center. Christian Center Director Rob Spalding.
The idea is to synergistically work together to move people off the street and into better, safer, more productive lives. And we were the first in Indiana to have this model.
This Saturday, 10 a.m., AU Reardon Auditorium. More at thechristiancenter.org/walk. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Save the date, May 8th, is the MCS State of the Schools event. One of the three speakers will be Ball State's president, Jeffrey Mearns.
Back when we embraced this partnership, we said this wasn't just about Ball State. This was about Ball State helping to mobilize a community-wide effort. And I'm grateful to our friends in the George and Francis Ball Foundation who've really contributed to that work. So we're all in this together.
Focusing on the state legislature's ordered overseeing of the city school system and the changes since then.
I'm Peter Killeen. The newly formed Anderson-Madison County Homeless Task Force, created by a resolution passed by Anderson City Council last month, met for the first time Thursday, adopting its official name. The Herald Bulletin reports task force members will be touring local shelters in the next few months. Altruza Club of Muncie and the Muncie Altruza Foundation hosting a tea and auction event to support club projects and foundation grants. The event's being held on April 7th, 1 p.m. It'll be located at the Delaware Country Club, 510 South Country Club Road in Muncie.
For years, Christopher Tarian, an investment advisor from Fishers, schemed. He betrayed his clients' trust, swindling nearly $5 million by moving their money into his own accounts. But that wasn't all. Tarian also avoided paying taxes, stashing nearly $2 million of his income. He's facing a four-year prison sentence. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Preps continue for this Monday's total eclipse and potential impacts on traffic, infrastructure, and more. We've booked Madison County EMA tomorrow morning 8:30 on Oldies 101 Mitch in the Morning, and on Thursday 8:05 a.m. on WMUN's Delaware County Today. Delaware County EMA Director John Catino in studio that morning. A man was shot and killed by police officers in Indianapolis late Sunday. Kurt Darling has the story.
Police were first called at around 11 to an area near 33rd and Georgetown for an incident. They got there and a man drove off. That's when the cops chased him, and when he stopped.
Video shows the suspect standing in front of the house, holding the gun to his own head.
IMPD Chief Chris Bailey, that's when SWAT was called in. Later, the man tried to get away again, firing several shots at the officers who returned fire, killing him. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
The week ahead.
Tuesday, a historic Las Vegas casino closes its doors. The Tropicana, which opened in 1957, will officially begin preparations for demolition, making way for the new home of the Oakland Athletics. Wednesday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments concerning Texas SB 4. The law, currently on hold, allows Texas law enforcement to arrest and charge migrants suspected of illegally crossing the border into the Lone Star State. Friday, the March jobs report will be released, giving economists a better read on unemployment figures. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Albany Tri-Kappa is hosting its annual fundraiser, providing assistance for community and college scholarships for local graduating seniors. April 9th bingo, doors at 5 p.m., the games at 6 at the Albany Elementary Gymnasium. Candidate Forum, hosted by Muncie Resists, today, 6:30 p.m. at the Maring Hunt Library. Reporter Emily Guffey says several have been invited to answer local voters' questions, getting ready for the upcoming primary election that happens May the 7th. They tried for March, but no dice. Indiana Michigan Power is now planning to trim trees near transmission power lines in east central Indiana using an aerial saw beginning yesterday, been running for about 2 weeks. They'll work Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a helicopter flying from south to north. Imagine driving an electric car on a highway that charges your car as you drive. It'll be a reality in West Lafayette.
This is really the first step to, you know, the gateway of the future, potentially, of highway traffic.
Blake Dollier with the Indiana Department of Transportation, which has teamed up with Purdue and Cummins to build electric panels inside of US 231 in West Lafayette. It's not just a step forward for electric vehicle accessibility, but a step forward for innovation, says Dollier.
Here in the state of Indiana, you know, we call ourselves the Crossroads of America, and it's something that we surely hope to live up to, and I think this is a great step in continuing to live up to that name.
Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Gordy's Fine Arts and Framing hosting an artist exhibition during First Thursday in downtown Muncie this week. John Morris presenting his comic book-inspired collages entitled Out of This World. The exhibition opens at 5, runs till 8 p.m. with an artist talk at 6:15. And that's our local news summary. One of the other items we see on our reminder list today, April the 2nd, in 2020, we found out that all schools were required to go remote learning. Today was that day in 2020. Some things we just don't want to remember. However, isn't it amazing? Does that seem like it was just yesterday, or does it seem like 100 years ago? Hard to say. Looking at our tomorrow schedule, we will be on the move, as the business community is as well. That and more coming in a moment on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GA Won't Wait.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Voice of WMUN Tom Campbell will be visiting us today. We'll be lunching with the Tom. And that'll be kind of a cool thing to do. 8:21 Eastern Time. Good morning, Mama. How are things in Minnesota? Has that snow melted yet? They had trouble moving their snow. Ugh, snow. We've got rain up the water chute. Is that what I was going to say? Anyway, got a lot of rain. Glad it's not snow here. And a lot more rain to come. Paul Poteet says it might get severe, especially into the afternoon and evening. We are to be on our weather toes, and we will at WMUN and the rest of the Woof Boom Radio Group. Now, let's get a little snapshot of our day today.
It's April 2nd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, a staple of kids at lunch and some adults too, although now outlawed at many schools because of kids with peanut allergies. The leader of the Catholic Church, Pope John Paul II, died on this day in 2005. Elected in 1978, he was the first non-Italian pope since the 16th century. He was also the most traveled pontiff in history, clocking more than 750,000 miles around the globe. Also on this day, in 1917, two events at our nation's capital. Jeanette Rankin, the first woman elected to Congress, takes her seat at the U.S. Capitol as a representative for Montana. President Woodrow Wilson goes to Congress asking to send U.S. troops into battle against Germany. And in 1982, Argentina invades the Falkland Islands, a British colony, since 1892 that Great Britain took back 2 months later. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
That's a kid's name you don't hear nearly enough. Woodrow. I don't know. It's never on the top 10 list. You know what I'm saying? Chelsea is, but Woodrow isn't. How is that? I don't know. It's 8:23. These are the various things I think about when I'm sitting here on WMUN drinking my coffee. I'm Steve Lindell. Hello, Mike Rhodes. Listening on the Alexa device. I have no idea why. He has gigantic speakers in his humble abode and in his car. And he's Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com. And the 765businessjournal.com as well. And he is super. Even national news now is getting on the Monday story, the total solar eclipse.
This is House Call for Health. A solar eclipse will cross over North America on Monday, April 8th. Chad Sosolik, a physics and astronomy professor at Clemson University, says safety should be the top priority. And there are some creative ways to watch it.
If you go to NASA's website, you can figure out how to build what's called a pinhole projection camera, which will allow you to cast the sun's image and the eclipse onto a viewing screen or even onto the ground.
But Sosolik adds a warning.
Prepare yourself and prepare your kids. You don't really have nerve endings in your eye, so people are going to be tempted to stare at the sun, and we don't want anybody getting injured.
NASA says the watching range of the eclipse will last from about 3.5 to 4 minutes for most viewing it along the path of totality, or the safest way to protect your eyes from a solar eclipse, don't look. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It'll start at 3:01 Eastern Time. That's when the eclipse starts in parts of Indiana and will be over by 3:12 p.m. It depends on physically where you are in the geography of the whole thing. Have we not talked about this enough? You know, there are people still today that stop me and say, hey, what is that total solar eclipse all about? I'm serious. We've been trying really, really diligently to school you on this for all the right reasons, not the least of which is historic. The other one is we don't know what's going to happen as far as how many people might visit and or gunk up the roads and the infrastructure and so on and so forth. We will be on our news toes as well. 1.05 billion dollars. That is the next Powerball jackpot estimate. Nobody won it last night. So maybe I should buy a ticket. The odds are not strong. I think that's safe to say. Steve Lindell live on WMUN. We have some Wapahani news. The boys basketball team, I am told, tomorrow morning will be the guests of honor at the Muncie on the Move breakfast event. I think Jeff Mosier worked that out, the leader of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I will be there live tomorrow at the Horizon Convention Center in downtown Muncie to talk to the team and or all the other movers and shakers that'll be at that event, sponsored by the Greater Muncie Area Chamber of Commerce. Next item, more number crunching from Chad.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The Republican majority in the House of Representatives is shrinking. GOP Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher announced he will resign from Congress on April 19th. This comes as former Colorado Congressman Ken Buck resigned in March. After Gallagher's resignation takes effect, Republicans will be down to 217 members in what will be the 430-member House. Under Wisconsin state law, the vacancy in Wisconsin's 8th district will not be filled until after the general election in November. The Republican majority likely shrivels further if Democrats hold on to a seat in New York later this month. But Republicans could gain back a seat after a runoff special election for the seat once held by former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. That runoff is later this spring. Gallagher's announcement came just weeks after the House passed a bill that he led to force ByteDance, the company which owns TikTok, to divest the company or lose access to millions of U.S. users. Gallagher was one of three Republicans who earlier this year voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. One of the other no votes came from Ken Buck. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
WMUN's word of the day, nondescript. I am drinking from a nondescript water bottle this morning. It has no label on it. The definition, belonging or appearing to belong to no particular class or kind. Nondescript, the WMUN word of the day, as presented by my brother Pat Lindell in Minnesota, who is not listening this morning. He is vacationing far, far away from the snow. Oh, lucky dude. That press conference from yesterday on the Muncie plane crash is next on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie. The new WMUN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
No time is a good time for a drain problem. When it does happen, you need reliable service that's on time. If time and communication matter to you, call Mr. Reuter Plumbing for your drain or septic concerns. We answer the phone and show up on time. Need same-day service or weekend service? Get it at no extra charge. There's a reason they call us Mr. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today, 288-2782, or visit us online at MrReuter.com/Muncie.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill, then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Update in a moment about our Thursday candidate forum. It's going to be a full house and all about learning about those candidates so you can be an informed voter. Register to vote deadline, I think, is coming this Monday. I think that's correct. We'll review that data. One of the many things people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County is a small plane crash yesterday. As is the case so many times when something happens, a lot of information gets thrown around and flown around, no pun intended at all, on the internet. And sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it's not. So when there is, in this case, a press conference by the particular people that have firsthand knowledge of what transpired, we always make a concerted effort to cover that firsthand, which I did yesterday at the Muncie Airport in the main terminal building. Tim Beatty is the airport manager, and a couple of other representatives from public safety personnel will speak in just seconds here. This is the press conference from yesterday afternoon about that small plane crash at the Muncie Airport.
My name is Tim Beatty. I am the airport director at the Muncie, Delaware County Regional Airport. I know a lot of you guys have spoken with several people today, and we said we would provide an update around 3:30. So at approximately 10:24 a.m. this morning, a Piper Cherokee aircraft that was en route to Muncie from the Bloomington Airport crashed just west of the airport, about approximately a half mile off of our runway 3 approach. The pilot was the sole occupant of the aircraft and was transported IUBMH by the City of Muncie Fire EMS Department. Two bystanders who were on the Greenway, which is a walking trail, were also injured during this accident. They were also transported IUBMH. At this current time, the Airport Authority doesn't have any update on those conditions. We'll turn that over to the Fire Department and EMS later. The Delaware County Sheriff's Department, the City of Muncie Police Department, Muncie Fire Department, Muncie EMS, Delaware County EMS, the Airport Crash Fire Rescue Department, and Hamilton Township Fire Department all responded to this accident this morning. No properties were damaged, no buildings, and no other bystanders. Currently, the FAA and the NTSB out of Indianapolis, they've been up here and investigated it. And they will have any further information on the cause or circumstances involving this accident. I'm going to turn it over to the Muncie Fire Department. They can give you an update on the response and any information they have on the EMS patients at this time.
Thank you, Chief Dan Burford, City Muncie Fire Department. As Mr. Beatty said this morning, we responded to a report of an aircraft crash. Initial calls came in for the airport address, and county units were dispatched with new information coming in. Addresses were updated, and city resources were dispatched as well. We responded with a truck, an engine, a heavy rescue, and three ambulances. Delaware County EMS responded with EMS units as well. And then we had fire units from the rural communities that responded with us as well. The pilot was entrapped in the wreckage upon arrival, and we had to use cutters, spreaders, and a ram to extricate the pilot from the aircraft. The individuals on the railway were not entrapped in any way. They received rapid EMS care and were transported. So I can let EMS Chief Miller speak to the EMS response on this.
Muncie Fire Department, in conjunction with Delaware County EMS, we moved a total of three patients to IUVMH. As of last update, two of those patients were considered to be in serious condition and were likely being transferred to Indianapolis area hospitals. I do not have an update on the third patient at this time.
And we'll leave it. That's our statement. We'll take questions for a few minutes.
The two people transferred, were they the folks walking or the pilot?
All three patients were transported
right,
by EMS.
So going to the Indianapolis hospital, who's going there? The people that were walking, or is the pilot among them? Or
The pilot was one of the people listed in serious condition, I would assume, but I did not have which patients were being transferred to Indianapolis.
WMUN live yesterday at the Muncie Airport press conference happening. The questions from the media are harder to hear, but you're able to hear the answers from the people at the podium.
The patients were on the Cardinal Greenway, which is a paved fitness, track, if you will. So units were able to access them. There's been some work going on the airport property, and they had construction mats down for heavy equipment, which fire apparatus and ambulances were also able to pull right down alongside the wreckage of the airplane. So there was no major obstacles to overcome to gain access to the individuals.
Fire department and the EMS, as well as the airport manager, are handling this press conference from yesterday.
So upon arrival,
the replay right now at WMUN.
The airport fire rescue and the Muncie Police Department were one of the first arriving units on scene. There was a fire after the initial crash on both debris and the main body of the aircraft tail. AEP employees, the work going on at the airport right now is electric work and infrastructure work being done by Indiana American Power. They extinguished the fire with their extinguishers that they had on their utility trucks. Upon our arrival, there was no fire. They had already extinguished it.
Was there a mayday from the pilot at any point? Or was this a normal landing?
Asking if there was a mayday from
the pilot.
There
was no communication of an emergency from the aircraft. The aircraft was en route from Bloomington and was landing on runway 14. At some point, he decided he was going to circle back and basically missed approach, circle back, and this is what happened. That's all we have right now.
We're told that is not uncommon, by the way, for pilots to have to
do
sometimes.
I don't know. Are you familiar with the pilot? Is he
the pilot is not local to Muncie.
Is the weather similar to now, like at that point?
Asking about the weather conditions.
That will be a question for the NDSB, but I believe it's similar.
Do we know who owns the aircraft at this time?
We do not.
Some of those answers may have been answered between yesterday at 3:30 p.m., the press conference happening at the main terminal building of the Muncie Airport. Steve Lindell, I covered it live for WMUN Radio News. You're hearing
the initial bystanders, the Indiana AEP crew was on scene, and they extinguished the fire in two different locations, which was very small.
Airport manager Tim Beatty speaking, as well as the fire chief and a member of the EMS, the ambulance crew from the Muncie Fire Department that responded to that plane crash in Muncie yesterday.
I can't speak specifically to those patients. I can say generalized that there were patients that suffered burns and other types of traumatic injuries consistent with a wreckage with some type of fire involved.
Is it believed that they were actually hit by the aircraft, or they just, when it caught fire and shrapnel went places, or I don't know if you know that?
I don't believe we know that. They were in the middle of two impacts, so we don't have a good answer on that.
When you say middle of two impacts, one piece of the aircraft and another piece of the aircraft?
Yeah, so the aircraft, when it made its approach, impacted trees on the west side of the greenway and on the east side of the greenway.
Did it land in the trees?
It did not.
So it
that is one of the pieces of
information.
It landed in the field, not in the trees. One of the reports that was flying around the internet yesterday was it had crashed into the trees, direct quote of someone that had posted something about it. That was not the case. We do not know what transpired. We do know that three people were hurt. The pilot was the lone occupant on board the plane. The pilot out of Bloomington, Indiana, was not local to the area. Those are the words of the airport manager and others that were giving us the facts there yesterday at the press conference. The two other people of the three total that were injured were on the Cardinal Greenway. If you've ever been in that area, by the way, near the airport and not far from ARF, Animal Rescue Fund, right there on Reagan Road, my visualization is they were either standing and talking or walking on the trail. This is one of those railroad turned into a trail situations. Lots of places do that. The Cardinal Greenway is the name of ours, and it's huge and outstanding. Anyway, I believe one or both of them was walking a dog from ARF, as I seem to have gathered from a Star Press report, and that dog was also hurt by some burning debris, too, was treated, and apparently is okay, according to what I'm reading here from the press report. We also have no updates with respect to names that have been released to us on WMUN Radio or the conditions of those, though two of the three were noted yesterday during the press conference as more serious conditions. Those two of the three were transported to an Indianapolis hospital. There was also a report at one point that somebody was med-flighted out, the medical helicopter. All indications were that did not happen at all. So we want to make sure you know the facts of what transpired yesterday. And again, for your visualization purposes, a small plane is defined as, I'm not sure how many seats were in the plane. That wasn't specified. And I, to be perfectly honest, forgot to ask during the press conference. I guess I should have. But the pilot was the only one on board. This was a Piper type of a plane, smaller in nature. So it was not a jet. It was not a big passenger airliner, etc. Just so you know the specificity of what went down there near the Muncie Airport on April the 1st, Monday afternoon, just around 10:30 in the morning. The investigation continues, and it will take some time, quite some time, and that is not uncommon, by the way, for the NTSB and or the FAA to release results of what they believe transpired at the aftermath of any plane crash. All right, that'll do it for that coverage. Steve Lindell live on WMUN coming up in just a moment. Whom will attend the big candidate forum on Thursday? That and more to come in a moment on WMUN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Save big money on everything for your painting and staining projects now at Menards. Protect your wood projects with a top coat finish from Minwax. Fast-drying polyurethane provides long-lasting protection for all types of wood surfaces, including cabinets, furniture, doors, and floors. Check out all our Minwax products in-store and online at Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many more great deals going on now.
Save big money.
Johnny at Menards.
Styles you like, prices you love, Walls Furniture.
At Walls Furniture, we aren't here to sell you anything. We're here to help you find what you're looking for. There's a difference. It's another difference that's made Walls Furniture Muncie's finest place to shop. At Walls, 90% of our furniture is in stock. We rotate new items on our showroom daily, so Walls always has the newest looks and trends.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil. Depend on us.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Indiana Pacer people, happy. Big win 133-111 last night. I think that was on WMUN. Tomorrow, Pacers airtime 7 p.m. And then on the 5th and the 7th, the 9th, the 12th, and the 14th, the next games to come. And I think the playoffs might start after that. Does that sound about right? I think. I don't follow it closely enough. I need to get more sleep. Purdue basketball, I don't know if you've heard, they're in the Final Four. Purdue boiler up for the men. And on the 6th, that's Saturday, I think. Yeah, that's Saturday. 5 p.m. I see as the airtime for radio coverage of the Purdue Boilermaker dudes on Oldies 101 Radio Sports. And then, assuming they win, they would play on the 8th. And that time is to be announced. It will be carried on Oldies 101 Radio Sports as well, of course. All hopeful in Indiana for another win for the Boilers. Next up, now the computers are hacking your bank accounts.
The rise of AI.
AI is making it easier for scammers to steal your money straight from the bank. A report from the Treasury Department warning that criminals are using artificial intelligence to sophisticate their scams, making it easier to mimic your own voice, impersonating you to try to get access to your account. The Treasury Department looking into ways to crack down on this while the White House is deploying AI into government agencies. Vice President Harris is the AI czar. She announced new rules of the road for the federal government when it comes to AI in our government agencies with three new guidelines. Make sure AI tools don't endanger American safety or violate their rights. More transparency, requiring agencies to publish what AI systems they use, and appoint an AI chief at each agency to oversee it all. This new push will also mean jobs. The OMB director, Shalonda Young, says they are on the AI talent search, looking to hire at least 100 AI professionals into the government. In Washington, Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business.
WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie, 848, 12 till 9 o'clock Eastern Time, with a severe weather threat for us later on this afternoon and into the early evening, the best likelihood being heavy, heavy rain and hail and high winds and the possibility of isolated tornadoes. I think Paul Poteet said it is a 2 or a 3 as far as the severity possibility scale, out of 5 being the most likely and most severe possibilities for us. Thursday is one of many candidate forums that will be all about you learning the possibility of voting, whether it's early or day of the primary. Be an informed voter. This is the one that we're going to carry live on WMUN News Radio. And this is for the District 5 congressional seat. Those that are confirmed as attending Raju Chinthala, Max Engling, Chuck Goodrich, Mark Hurt, Patrick Malater, Matthew Pfeiffer, Ryan Feniger, Deborah Pickett, Lonnie Powell, Larry Savage Jr., and Victoria Spartz. I will moderate the event from 6 to 8 p.m. If you want to attend in person, you certainly may. It is at the Anderson High School Auditorium, that site chosen because it is central to District 5 and all of the geography covered by that district. And also the Anderson High School has been very, very helpful with the various site surveys that we need to do for our radio broadcast. And we will have video coverage, too, from our partners at Fox 59. They will be there with video streaming to their website. They will provide a link day of event, and then we will share that on the social media. So if you wish to watch but can't attend, you may. If you wish to listen, we will have what we call a quadricast, because two of our frequencies for this station and two of our frequencies for Oldies 101 in Anderson, Madison County, plus the streams and the Alexa commands, will all have that for you. Next item, yep, your furry friends get it too.
Take a pause.
Arthritis, if you've got it, you know it's a drag. Imagine what it's like for older cats and dogs who don't understand what they're going through. Some signs to look out for.
If your dog's stumbling along, if they don't jump as much, or they're having difficulty like getting down from things, even cats especially, if you watch around the litter box, if they're slowly getting in or slowly getting out, that can usually be an indicator of arthritis.
Dr. Nabu Lucas DeBeas with Royal Pets Veterinary Center in Tampa, Florida. He says there are many ways to help with those creaking old joints.
Joint supplements. We also have fish oils you can add to the food. We even have injections that we can do that will actually help their joints.
And if that's still not enough, your cat or dog may benefit from massage therapy, laser therapy, or even acupuncture needles. Yes, acupuncture for a jab well done. Sorry, kitty. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
I knew there would be sound effects. To Nigeria we go.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A security guard from Nigeria, rewarded for his hard work, makes today's Dean's List. James has been working at Providence College for many years now, doing overnight shifts to help keep the students safe. And no matter what time it is, James will smile and say hello to anyone that crosses his path and enjoys talking with the students. For the last few years, James has not been able to go home to see his family because of financial reasons. So one of the students at the college decided to organize a GoFundMe page to help James see his family and friends. As soon as the page was listed and word got around, the donations didn't stop. The students had to stop the fundraiser because the total was exceeding way beyond what they were hoping for. The surprise was worth it, as the students went to James's office and presented him with his ticket to Nigeria, along with some extra spending cash. Have a wonderful trip back home, James. You're awesome, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And thank you, Janice. Fox News Radio updates right before the top of the hour, this hour, every hour, weekdays and weekends. We appreciate you listening to be informed and entertained. Highlighting our broadcast coverage later on today, noon to 3, Tony Katz Today, every day Monday to Friday from the Circle City, right there in downtown Indianapolis and statewide and, well, worldwide. And then later this afternoon, Mark Forster, apparently he's made some plans to do something special on Thursday about this car contest. He'll tell you more. If you can't wait till then, look at the social media, the Facebook, and probably more. For WMUN, we'll explain that. A good morning. Some, what do they say, the kids' shout-outs to Franklin, Indiana, to Fishers, Indiana. I see your little Alexa flags on my screen in front of me. I see many others, too. I see no flags for terrestrial listeners. We just know you're there. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, all the rest. And the Alexa command is play WMUN. Tomorrow morning, emanating from downtown Muncie for the Horizon Convention Center Muncie on the Move breakfast event. I'll be there. Emily Guffey, my producer, will be in the Axia Command Center doing great work for me and for you. Thanks for listening. Please continue to tell a friend about this and all the other local programmings we have, the offerings on WMUN.